Denny Schaefer Show.
That's me.
On Q105.
Hey, it's Tuesday. Dr. D in an hour, so get ready for her to come in and do her thing. So if you got some problems, want to work through them, she's here to help you. 7 o'clock on the button. Sunshine glorious today with a high of 77. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, 85. 57 at last check here at the Cumulus Compound in South Toledo, where we're live and local on Q105. Susie's here, big smile on her face. She got a brand new phone because she wears the pants in the family.
No, stop.
And Mother Teresa is here.
Congratulations.
And
thank
Paul
you.
Is, listen to them too. Congratulations on the phone or congratulations because she wears the pants in the family?
The phone.
Both?
Yeah.
Both?
Or both.
Both. She does. He was like yesterday, oh no, you gotta stretch it out till the new phones come out in the fall. Yeah. Susie said, oh no, you didn't say that. And now Susie comes in with a shiny new phone with a shiny new case.
It's pretty.
Yeah, right.
And what happened to your old phone?
I dropped it.
Oh, you should have to wait.
But I've had it for like 5 years.
Have you?
4 or 5 years.
First phone in 5 years. Is this one better, more technology,
newer,
updated?
I don't
newer,
know. I
updated?
Don't understand. I'm trying to learn it.
She was due. She was due.
Yeah,
oh,
it was
I know.
Fine,
you
but
know.
It was fine.
But look at that one.
That's shiny and nice.
Mm-hmm. I saw
new
it
case.
From the parking lot. It was
it's
pretty.
Beautiful. Yeah, it radiates.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
that's
beautiful.
Cool.
And she's in an awesome mood because she got a new toy, aren't
right?
you?
Yeah, right.
How long does that last? By noon or so?
You'll oh, be like, where it wears off and yeah. I'm back to being, yeah.
Well, no, that's everybody. That's just not you. You get
it's
something
the phone
nice
thing,
and new.
Yeah.
And then it's, especially when it's a phone, it's like takes a couple days. I think you
yeah,
got
right.
it at least till like Thursday.
Oh, nice. Okay.
By then
that's
it's
cool.
like, ugh.
You it'll be old
I mean?
School.
It
it'll
is.
Just
yeah.
be another thing demanding your attention.
What are you going to do if yeah. you drop it and crack the screen today?
Oh, don't say
she
it.
Won't.
Like
have, you seen her,
jinx.
Have you seen Did her I screen?
Oh, I got to be really careful.
She's got a hard screen.
Because they give you the whole spiel
yes,
about, you
does.
Know, you don't have insurance. If you drop it, it's going to be, you know. Oh.
That insurance thing is stupid. I've had this phone for a couple of years. Now watch, I'll break mine.
Yeah,
today.
Watch. Yeah,
my
don't
wife,
jinx yourself.
She breaks her screen all the time. It's cracked right now.
Really?
She drops her phone all the time. I've dropped mine a couple
Why
of times.
Why don't they put handles on these things?
They're called hands, okay? Your hands. Just hold on
yeah,
to them a little tighter.
But
no, because we take them for granted. We take them for granted. We think that, you know, their phones are always going to be there. That's why when Susie goes to the phone store, people want to kill.
Oh, I know. I just you don't ever have issues like when you go to the phone store.
Oh, I heard part of that story. No, somebody was
it
trying to
It must be
like,
me. I feel like
no,
every time
no.
we go in the phone store, I got to be on guard because there's always an angry customer.
If you're not, if you go like late in the day, oh, there's going to be some stuff because.
But why is that?
Because it does. Because it takes so much time, and people don't have time.
Well,
they
then
want,
don't
you know,
drop
it,
your phone. I like, don't have
minute,
issues.
You go into the phone; it's going to be 20 minutes when you go into the phone store. At a minimum, you're going to be in there 20 minutes. And if you go in there and you know what you want and you're ready to make a deal and you're waiting for Dippy Skippy over there is like, what do you think of this phone? I don't know. I like this other one over here. This one's, what do you think, dear? And, you know, they have this giant freaking powwow. You have to do your research. You got to know what phone you want before you go into the phone store. Because
right.
if not, you go in there and you dilly-dally, it could get you killed.
Yeah, right.
It could get you killed.
I'm willing to take my life in my own hands. I love dilly-dallying
no,
at the phone store.
Don't do that.
I love see, playing with all the little phones and seeing the new gadgets, and then I get confused and like, oh, no, I want this one. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I want it bigger.
I go
no,
to the, yeah,
maybe
see,
I want bigger
I feel like
see,
the longer you're in
you're
there,
you're
going to
get killed in the phone
this,
store.
Right.
You are going
this,
down in
that.
The phone store. I'm telling you.
Well, I'll Where go do, down
You
want
to know why? It, you know, everybody is curious how they're going to die. You're going to go
yeah.
down at the phone going store.
Phone yeah. store.
Some guy's going to come in and
angry,
he's going to angry,
yeah.
bitter
mm-hmm.
because his
oh,
wife
I'll
ain't,
cheer him up.
He just got done. He just got done shooting up an AT&T truck.
Well, let him go ahead of me.
No, you're already, you know, you're already in full
they
blown.
They do have a system.
Yeah, you
yeah,
can't.
I mean,
once,
they're very
once,
dedicated
once
to
somebody's
their
helping you, once somebody's
yeah.
helping
oh,
you,
yeah, that's your
you
person.
Can't stop and go, hey, I want you to help this guy. No, you can't do that. So that guy's going to be standing over brewing.
Oh, yeah, right.
And all of a sudden, you're going to be almost ready to make your decision and go, ooh, look at that pink one over there. And that dude's going to pull out
yeah.
a 9mm and bam, you're gone.
A mystery.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Q,
yeah.
you're live on the air. First call of the morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Joe.
Hello,
hey,
Joe.
I was just calling about the cell phone store. I seem to have the same problem, too. And I every time I go there, I put it off and put it off because I know it's gonna I'm going to be there no less than an hour.
True.
But, you know, it I see those people looking at the phones, and I'm one that, you know, usually does a lot of research before I go in and buy a phone. But then you get to the cell phone store and you see these shiny phones, and you still can't make up your mind.
I know. When you actually touch them, it's different.
But it's a big deal because they're $1,000
right,
now
that's
for a phone.
They're like, crazy. The new iPhone 8 that's coming out, it's supposed to be $1,100.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
$1,100.
Well, then don't you
I just trade for a kid.
Well,
because your kids will always let you down. Your phone never will.
Right. I mean, I'll talk to my phone more.
Yeah, it's true. You would talk to your phone more, wouldn't you?
Yeah, your phone can break, and you know they won't complain about it.
They're just
be cheaper.
Well, that'd be a lot cheaper. But you wouldn't get the joy of your whole life when they put you in a home.
That's true.
You know, Joe?
Yeah.
The diapers.
That's true.
And a diaper that Paul's already got. He's got 15 more to wear.
Oh, cool.
Have you been up to see? Have you seen Paul run the 100 meters in his diaper video we have up on?
Yeah, I watched it on Facebook Live yesterday.
Wasn't it beautiful?
2,600. 2,600 hits.
I know. We need Chariots of Fire music behind it.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, right.
I'm still changed and moved by the whole experience myself.
I wish we could do stuff like that. I bet my kids can.
Oh, I bet you they
Well, go. He should. He's 40 years old. The woman's 101 years old. He should. He should have ran it in at least 25 seconds. Well. But, hey, Joe, do you think that was actually running?
No, that was not running.
It really wasn't running.
It was walking briskly.
That was like a shuffle.
It was. It was like a walking shuffle with decent form. All right, Joe, have a great day, my man.
You too.
Bye,
See
you.
Bye-bye. The other Doug's on. Go ahead, Doug. You're
hey,
on the
good morning, team. Denny.
Morning.
I'm with you guys about going into the cell phone store. I worked at Verizon for just about 10 years.
Then he knows angry customers.
Yes, in the late 90s, early 2000s, and nowadays, I don't go into the store because it is such a fiasco just to go in. You have to sign into the kiosk, and then you have to walk around with all the other customers. It's like, who's going to wait a minute? It's horrible now. I only call stuff in. I don't go into the store. It's not the same store, and the insurance is a scam.
It is a scam.
Is it a scam?
So what is it that makes people crazy when they go to the cell phone store? Yeah.
I think it's a lack of customer service that they have nowadays. I mean, they're all about making money, the salespeople are, and all they want to do is get that commission from selling that phone.
You think that would motivate them to move quickly? I think it's the customer. I think the customer's dilly and or dally, Tricia.
I think it's the technology.
I think
I think people just don't know enough about it, can't know enough about it, try to fight with the salesperson who theoretically knows more than they do and doesn't really understand the costs involved, and they want to fight about it. They want to dicker.
I don't think that's it at all. I think people, they take, like it is, it's an hour process.
Yeah. Well,
for me, it's only 20 minutes because I go right when the store opens. All right, Doug, thanks for the input. Dude, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy, bye-bye. Who's on line one? I got to squeeze him in. All right, Rob.
Yes.
Garbage man, Rob.
Yes.
All right, garbage man, Rob, who's not really a garbage man. Hello, Rob. You're on the queue.
What the hell does that mean?
You're not really a garbage man. A garbage man is somebody. Hey, can you call us back after the break?
Because I'm a garbage truck driver. That's what I was told. I officially don't pick up trash anymore. So.
Oh, okay.
By hand. So I'm a garbage truck driver. Is that what you're going to say?
No, I ran into a colleague of yours yesterday.
Ooh. Does he have lots of tattoos?
I don't judge.
That means yes.
You can judge all you want.
He's a good man.
He is a good man, but he called you out. He's a garbage man, okay?
Yep.
He picks up the trash, and he takes people's trash, and he throws it in his truck. You got a sweet corporate thing where you just pull up, put the little things in, you pick up the garbage. You know, the truck does all the work. You don't do squat. And he says, look at me. How fit and trim I am, and look at Rob. That's what he told me.
That is 100% true.
Anyway, what's on your mind, Rubino?
I'll tell you why people get ticked off. I went into, can I dime somebody out? Can I dime them out or no?
No, because they could be a client. That's why we're saying it's the cell phone store.
Went into the cell phone store, out that way, and I went to go get my phone fixed, and as I stood there waiting, the lady politely said, somebody will be with you in just a moment, sir. So I sat there for about 15 minutes. The same lady goes, has anybody helped you? Has they put your name up on the board yet? And there was like 12 people up on this like TV screen up on the
Yep, you're in the queue.
Ceiling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, you were the same lady, just said somebody be with me in a minute. Now I'm like going to be, nobody's put me on the TV yet, you know.
So like,
oh, well, let me ask you. And I'm like, looking at the TV, I'm like, I don't got time for this crap. Why didn't you put me up there 20 minutes ago? Oh, so I left, and that's how I found that place at Walmart. Just so you know, Seuss.
Mm-hmm.
I
hear
you.
Not
happy. See, that's where the frustration comes from. How about just giving me the service when I walk in?
Right, but you didn't start screaming and swearing and then, you know, threaten to take the weapon out of your pocket.
No, I did not.
I mean,
but
so.
I did walk out. I said, no, thank you. I'll just go someplace else.
Yeah,
I did.
It's a combination of people are in a big, fat hurry and customer service, lack of it.
Yep.
Rob, gotta go, buddy. Have a great day sitting around in your air-conditioned truck.
Yep, damn right.
See you, buddy.
Living the high life, Danny.
Yes, you are. See you, buddy. Yeah, aren't we all?
Because
see,
we're
go.
Used to having the internet in our pocket and getting our answers immediately.
All right, we gotta go. We're so late, and I don't care. 7-Eleven, Danny and the girls hanging out with you on Toledo's Cute 105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. This is Q105. WQQO, Sylvania Toledo. A Cumulus station. Q105 traffic sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Shape up for summer at SuperFitness. Join now for $19.95 down and $19.95 a month. SuperFitnessToledo.com.
Let's look at your right now traffic. It's also brought to you by Grogan'stown and Liberty Mutual. We have no accidents to report. Beep, beep. During the summer clearance event, Grogan'stown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is featuring the 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive. You can lease it for $159 per month. Grogan'stown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, 6100 Telegraph Road or grogan'stown.com.